And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting adventure on the Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to try a new wine that I just got wind of, and we're going to try this tonight. It's called San Roche Chimera, and it's San Roche Chimera. My French is bad, and you know, every time I get a French wine, it's a challenge just because I have to try to pronounce French. See what I'm doing there? It's just that bad. Anyway, so here we are. We're going to try this French wine tonight. I'm going to pair it with some food. I have some food here to go with it. And then I try to pick out a nice array of food that would work with this particular wine based on what I've been reading about it a little bit. And tonight, of course, we've got birthdays to celebrate. I didn't find the anniversaries per se, but if I missed an anniversary from before, please chime in the chat. We have folks in the chat with us tonight. Matt, it's great to see you in the chat. Good to see you. I'm glad you could join us. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. My lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat. Sherrod is in the chat as well. Hi, Sherrod. How you doing? It's great to see you, too. I hope everything is going well with you and the family. I don't know who else is, you know, let me check YouTube. I think we have a couple of people on YouTube as well, but I'm not really sure. It doesn't look like anyone is actually in the chat per se. They're just watching. But that's okay. That's okay, too. You know, you can watch us, or you can watch me on the stream. All of us, actually. Everyone here is part of the stream. Everyone here is part of Drink with Rick. Whether you have something to drink with me or not, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're a part of this. Of course, you can watch Drink with Rick. We're on Facebook. We've got the Facebook page, Drink with Rick. And we are drinkwithrick.com, of course, and our YouTube channel, Drink with Rick. Big surprise. It's got to be called Drink with Rick. We're also on Twitch. Twitch is up. I've got the live stream up on Twitch. And let me see if we have anybody in the live stream there. I don't see anyone there right now, but we have had a few people come in and out of there last week. And I've got to do a better job of keeping up with everyone on Twitch, because that's kind of a new one for me. I just started doing that the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to try to drop in there a little bit more and check on the chat there. So don't worry, I'm going to try not to forget anybody here. I'm glad you're all here with me, and I hope you're all drinking something with me. It's okay if you're not, but hey. If you're drinking something with me, that's even better. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. Tell me what you'd like to see me drink on the wine stream. And, you know, I do take requests. I really do. I take requests. Jonathan's in the chat. Great to see you this week, Jonathan, as well. Hope everything is going well with you. And, of course, if you missed it, we're going to be opening up the San Roque Chimera. And this is one that, as a matter of fact, you guys sent at winestore.com. I got an email earlier this week about this wine, and I said, you know what, I need to try this. And so I went there specifically to try this wine because I figured this might be a good one to try out on the stream. And so that's what I did. There were a couple of other wines that you guys had up for tasting during the week or on Thursday, and I thought to get a bottle of a couple of those as well, but I don't know, I just got sidetracked with a couple of things. And I'll tell you, one thing that got me sidetracked was the Museum Reserva. Big surprise, you got the Museum Reserva back. I was really thrilled. I had to pick up a bottle of that, and I did, and I opened it up Friday night, last night, and I was drinking that, and it was great. It was wonderful. I had it with, what did I have it with? I had it with some finger foods. You know, to be honest, I think I had a pretty light meal last night, but that was part of it. Yeah, Lon says, hey, Rick, and hey, Lon, right back at you. Good to see you in the chat. Glad you're here. We're going to go ahead and open this up in just a moment. But, you know, of course, if you want to contact me and give me recommendations, you can contact me at the email at rick@savoiamedia.com. That's rick@savoiamedia.com. You know, of course, YouTube, you can contact me there. Leave comments there and on the Facebook page. Instagram, we're on Instagram as well. Twitch, of course. And, you know, Twitter. Twitter is Drink with Rick. So I'm all over the place. So we're going to go ahead and open this up. Now, to go with this, I have tonight, my beautiful wife, Chi, has made a nice little dish of little things to eat. I've got some crackers here, some, it looks like some club crackers. And I have some of my favorite Gaia garlic olives. I don't know if it's going to grow great with garlic olives, but we'll see. I have some cheese here. It looks like I have some Parmesan, and I think I have some cheddar here, and some of that beer sausage that Chi and Tia brought back with them from Minnesota when they were down there a couple weeks ago. And by the way, speaking of Minnesota, I believe that Tess is watching us tonight. I'm not sure where you're watching, Tess, but it's good to see you. It's great that you're joining us on the chat and or in, on the stream. And don't be shy. Join in the chat. Mike is with us. Mike, it's great to see you. Mike Dell, a buddy of mine, a fellow podcaster. And it's great to see you in the chat as well. Mike, hey, tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking and tell me how you're doing. I want to know how you're doing. I have, oh, you know what? There was a big piece of something on this plate, wasn't it? Yeah, I snuck this in. She made this for me, but I snuck this in later. It's a marble cake. Sorry, honey. I wanted to see if it, yes, I wanted to see if it would pair with a little dessert item because, you know, they were saying finger foods on this or snacks. And, you know, that qualifies as a snack, doesn't it? You know, what's interesting is that earlier this evening, my jeans were sliding down on me a little bit. And so I tightened my belt up one notch. It's up. It's tight, a little tighter, one notch tighter. And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. And she thought that was a little amusing. But yeah, so maybe I lost a couple pounds this week you know, I was able to tighten my belt just a little bit. So that's a good sign. Hopefully that will continue. And my new non-diet diet is working just fine. Mike says, Miller Lite, doing good here. Great. You know, beer is fine too, Mike. I like to drink beer as well. Miller Lite is good. Anything that you have to drink that you enjoy. I'm non-judgmental on this, okay? I know some people are, but I'm non-judgmental on this. Now, okay, we do have standards, right, for some things, and which is why I have not opened up the two-buck chuck yet. But, hey, you know, I've had the two-buck chuck too, so we drink what we have to drink sometimes, right? Anyway, so without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and open up this bottle. We're going to try it out. We're going to taste it and see what it's like. And to be honest, I have not tried this wine. I have never tried this wine before. It was just we're going to find out if it's see how it works. And to open this bottle of wine, I have my. Let me move that lower third for a minute. We're going to put it on this contraption. My wife, Chi, purchased this for me at an estate sale some time back for $5. And I know it's worth a lot more than that. This one came from, I think, an Aldi in Great Britain, in the UK somewhere. And someone brought it back over to the States, and somehow I acquired it. It works great, though. It's just that at this angle, when I'm sitting down, it's not as... Okay. That's a little tough to get the cork on this one. Here we go. Got it. Just from this angle. You know, there is one thing about when I opened up the Museum Reserva last night. The cork broke on me, broke right in half. But the wine was fine. The wine was great. It wasn't necessarily a bad thing. Jonathan says, hi, hey, Rick. It's good to see you. And Courtney's in the chat with us. Courtney's great to see you. She says, Rick, last week was Molly's birthday. Happy birthday, Molly. Didn't I? I toasted Molly, didn't I? But if I didn't, I want to make sure I don't forget to do that this week. So we'll put down Molly. I do not want to forget to toast Molly. And, of course, I'm going to put this in my trusty Veneto. This is my Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover Set, which, by the way, is available from purchase from Amazon. There's a link for it at drinkwithrick.com. You can go there if you're interested in the Wine Lover Set. I might make a few cents on it. But it's okay. You don't have to do that, but it would be great. Anything would help. And, of course, to pour it in the glass, I have my Cooper's Hawk Genuine Crystal glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant in Orlando, Florida. So we're going to pour just a little bit in this. It's got a nice bouquet to it. And I can kind of smell it from here. It says when I poured it in, the aroma can just kind of came out on me. I'm going to let this sit for just a moment. Let's find out a little bit more about this wine before we start into it. I did some checking on it. Wine store, of course, they had it, and it's $9.99 is what I paid for mine. It's $9.99 a bottle. But I was checking around online, and I found it online anywhere from between $12 and $19 a bottle. So I think I got a pretty good... if this wine is really decent, because I haven't tried it yet, but it should be well worth the $10 that I paid for it, right? Wine.com, especially based on these prices, wine.com has it for $18.99 a bottle. That's $19. This is a 2014, and I'm looking at the same year, a Chateau San Roque. Chimera, Chimera, is it Chimera? It's Chimera, Chimera, Chimera. Told you my French was bad. But they have it for $18.99 a bottle. Let's see who else has, let's see what we have here. That was wine.com. Let's see, Wine Deals has it for $16.99 a bottle. And that's a little bit lower. I think $15.99 at Esquin Wine and Spirits. I don't know where that is. $15.99 a bottle. So we're getting a little bit lower down in here. But it looks like, and of course, Vivino has it listed for $18.99 as well. So I think that it's, $9.99 sounds like it's a pretty good price. And I've found some great prices at wine stores. So I'm not surprised. I'm not at all surprised. Did I say Wine Deals had it for $16.99 a bottle? You know, so that's pretty much what I found. I was up on a website for, this is made by European Sellers. I was up on their website, and they had some information on it. We'll go over that in just a minute, but I would like to go ahead and try this wine because I think I'd let it breathe a little bit. We're going to give it a little swirl. And see what we've got here. And it's kind of hard to see, but you know, see the rivulets coming down. It's not overly. I'd say it's kind of a medium-bodied wine. This is. I think that it was on their website. They had it for. Let's see, what is it? The wine, it's actually a blend, and I think it's a blend of Grenache, Syrah, and Carignan and that's how they have it as a blend. I don't know what the percentages are on this. I don't see the percentages of it on the site, but that is basically it's a blend of three wines in here with this Grenache. So, yeah, that's pretty much what we've got here. Let me give it a whiff and see what we got here. It's cherry, strong with the cherry, of course. I'm not surprised. Blackberry a little bit. Very berry. Almost a mix of cherry and strawberry, I would say. It's a little acidic. Medium tannins. It's not too tannic. It's kind of medium. Wow, it's kind of complex. It has I want to say it has a hint of mint in it. Maybe I almost tasted a little bit. Let me see if I can try it again because just a hint of it is complex. Kind of peppery. Little mint. A few spices in here. Maybe a little licorice. I like this. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. I would say that this could pair pretty well with a lot of... Now, according to Wine Store, it's supposed to pair with some grilled meats and stuff, but I was looking around online, and they said that appetite, it might go really better with snacks and things like that. So, Yeah, it has a lot of different flavors in it. I really like this wine. Let's see if we have anyone else in the chat before I go any farther in here on YouTube. And I'm not forgetting Twitch. Nothing going on at Twitch right now. Could be happening in place later, so I'll check back. And of course, all right. Matt says $9.99 all day. Yeah, well. It's definitely, I think, this is definitely worth $10. You know what? I've had wines for $10 that didn't even come close to this. So I'd say this is pretty good. You know, the pricing that I saw across the internet, $18.99 a bottle, I think that probably, I'd say $16 to $18, maybe a $20 bottle of wine. It kind of tastes like almost a $20 bottle of wine. And once again, we've had this conversation many times before about pricing and wine. I don't think I want to go there tonight because we've done it so many times before. But you know, you can't necessarily count on the price of the wine for whether or not it's a good wine or not. This is a prime example because you know, $10. Yeah, I like this wine. And for those who say, oh, he likes every wine he opens, that's not true. Absolutely not. I would say, come to mind, the Gran Apasso. You can go back and watch that wine stream if you want some time or listen to the podcast. That I was not a fan of. And, of course, the Cooper and Thief wine that was, we're not even going to talk about that anymore. We're going to try and see what we compare this with. And I have some... I have some foods here to pair it with. We're going to try it with. Let's try it with the meat first. We've got a lot of meat on this thing. Let me try one piece. This is the beer sausage. It's a beef summer sausage. Be honest, I don't know what to expect. But it's meat. It has tannins that are on the medium side. Should be all right. Yeah, it accentuates the sausage flavor. Let's try here. It's okay. Yeah, it's good. It's okay. You try with a little of the I'll try with a little of the cheddar. These are supposed to be finger foods, right? Snacks. Nobody seemed to specify what snacks meant. So I'm assuming this is a snack. You know what? I kind of like this with the cheddar. I'll try it with another cheese. I'll try it with the... this is not Parmesan. I thought it was Parmesan. This is a smoked mozzarella. That's what that is. Oh, I don't know about that. Okay, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. I'll try it with this the smoked mozzarella with soft cheese. This can go okay with soft cheese. I'm gonna have some more of this. Strangely enough, I kind of like it with the smoked mozzarella. Lon's saying, he's asking, what is your favorite snack with tonight's wine? I'd have to say it's kind of borders between the smoked mozzarella, which sounds kind of strange because I wouldn't really think this would work too well with that. But it's actually not bad. The beer sausage, though, it goes okay with. I'm not really even going to try to tempt it. Well, okay, why not? Try it with the olive. I'm not expecting much from this. Let's say no to the beer. Let's say no to the olives, okay? I'm going to have a little bit of water to clear my palate a little bit. Yeah, okay, I'll say no to the olives. But yes to most everything else I tried there. You know what? It's time. I'd say it's time to toast birthdays because I think this wine is very good by itself. I think it goes good. I think this is a good date night wine. I think it's a good wine to just sit down in front of the fireplace kind of wine with some friends. This is a good... I think this is just a good social wine to drink with. You know, before we do anything else, I did forget to show you a little bit more about this wine. We're going to, and I apologize for that. We have, this is what the front of the bottle looks like. And it's pronounced, I believe it's pronounced San Roque Chimera. Chimera. Depends on who you talk to. And I think it depends on the part of France you're from. I think Molly was the one who told me something about that, where depending on the part of France you're from, it could be Chimera or Chimeras. Chimeras. I know. I don't live in France. Let's see. Let me take a look at the back. We're gonna take a quick look at the back, and I'm going to read that for you so you get a pretty good idea of what... If we pull this up here, there we go. There's a shot of the back. I'm going to try to read this. I think most of it's in English. Okay, well, some of it's in English. European cellars. This is an Eric Salmon wine, by the way, an Eric Salmon European cellar selection. And you can find out more about it at europeancellars.com. A San Roque Chimera wine. This is a 2014. Okay, here are the percentages. Okay, I didn't see the percentages. It's before. Black Grenache, 40%. Carignan, 30%. A Syrah, 20%. And it has 10% Mourvèdre in it. Now, that I did not know, because I did not really take a good look at this label before I started the stream. I picked it up. I didn't really read the back of it too much. But here are the percentages right here. And if you can see them up close on the... on the screen, there you go. 40% Black Grenache, 30% Carignan, 20% Syrah, and a 10% Mourvèdre. How about that? And what does it say down here at the bottom? It's hard to read. Geographical situation in the Valley of Agli next to the village of Mari. The vines are planted at the foot of the Cathar Castle of Quiribus, 15 miles from the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, Matt, yeah, you've been to France, right? Have you been to France? I think I was told that you've been up there before. You probably speak better French than I do. You're probably having a great laugh right now listening to me butcher the French language. And I took French in high school. So it tells you what I learned in high school. You know, the only thing I learned in high school was I didn't learn anything in high school. That's pretty much the long and the short of it. Anyway, no, I learned a few things in high school. But we're not going there right now. Lon says, who imports the wine? European sellers. It's Eric Solomon Wines, and they are based in, Matt, you know, where is Eric Solomon Wines based? Right offhand? I think that's, let's see, bottled by Sarah Lafarge, Famille Lafarge, Mas Miraflores. And, this is bottled in France, so it's imported. Imported by European Sellers LLC in Charlotte. So it is local in Charlotte, right? I believe so. Oh, and by the way, I wanted to, just before I forgot, Rob's joined us in the chat. Rob, it's good to see you. Glad you could join us this evening. I'm happy to see you here. I'm happy to see everyone here. I know that, I think I talked to Trish Thursday, and she said, you know, why don't you start this thing early? She says, I can't make it at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock is too late for me. And I apologize, Trish. The reason that we settled on 11 is because I did a lot of experimentation with this early on and tried it a lot of different times. But the reason I settled for 11 o'clock was because during daylight savings time, I was trying to do this for the West Coast for my friends and family on the West Coast that couldn't really get, it's 3 hours, they're 3 hours behind. So it'd be like 8 o'clock there and it's still daylight and they, you know, they're still, out and about and, you know, having early dinner and that sort of thing, whatever they're doing out there. And, I was trying to accommodate everybody across all the time zones because I have a sister in on the West Coast and I have another sister in Texas and I have friends on the West Coast and I have friends in pretty much across all four time zones. So I was trying to make sure everybody could join or as many could join as possible. And that's why I settled on 11 o'clock. But I think once the daylight savings time is over, we might jump this back to 10 p.m. So, because it's going to be a little bit darker, a little bit earlier for everyone. And I think typically, I think a lot of people will have their dinner earlier in the evening when it gets dark and get settled in earlier in the evening. And then they have a little bit more that they can get to watch this a little earlier. So I think we made a switch to 10 p.m. time slot during, you know, once daylight savings time ends during the winter month. So Trish, I apologize for starting so late for you, but hopefully we can do this about an hour earlier. Hopefully that you'll be able to join us then. Matt says Solomon Selections. Yes. Matt says Charlotte, North Carolina. Yeah, I did see that on there, but thanks, Matt. I appreciate that. Matt would know. Jonathan says 10 p.m. would be great. You know, I really agree with you. You know who else agrees with you there, Jonathan, is my wife, because she thinks that when I get to bed too late, sometimes, you know, 1:30, 2 in the morning. And of course, sometimes when I do the wine stream, sometimes I will stay up a lot later than that because I am checking files, I'm checking recordings, after they were done, make sure everything's okay. I go back and YouTube and double check some stuff. So I'm often up a lot later than when the stream ends. So sometimes I'm up till like 2 or 3 in the morning, doing post production stuff. And she, by that time she's long asleep. So it's just easier for everybody if we start a little bit earlier. So I think she's looking for the 10, looking forward to the 10 p.m. slot as well. Lon says, would love to have an earlier time. I will keep that in mind, Lon. I will, and Jonathan as well. And of course, I think Trish is she's another one that wants an earlier time. My wife, I think, maybe 10 p.m. Very shortly, probably the next few weeks, will probably drop to a 10 p.m. slot. I think daylight savings time ends when November first week in November, I think. You know, personally, I don't even want to go there right now. But I personally, I'm not a big fan of the time changes back and forth, because I think it just creates too much havoc. It confuses everybody, creates too much havoc, and I have my thoughts on it, but that's for another time. Robert's joining us. Hey, Robert, good to see you. And Robert says, Rick, you're killing it. Well, I hope that's a good thing. Matt says, Rick, I delivered some Drink with Rick coasters to Lon and Jonathan yesterday. Matt, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. What Matt's talking about is this, which I haven't been using tonight because I just have my glass all over the place. But I just got these in last week. I'm pretty excited about them. Let me get a close-up on this. There we go. This is a Drink with Rick coaster. I have these now. And it's a little, it's kind of a paperboard coaster, but it's designed specifically for soaking up the it's reusable. It's not a throwaway item. I mean you can throw it away, but please don't. They're not cheap. They're made of a special paperboard specifically made for drinks, for beer and wine. I got these from a place called Coaster Factory. Coaster Factory, and that's 1-866 Beer Matt. And this is not really a plug for them, but they did such a nice job on these things. I was really surprised. I guess I could just give them a free plug. But I ran across them. I was looking for coasters specifically because what better way to promote the wine stream than with a coaster, right? Right? Okay. So I had to have another sip. So I was looking around, and the different promotional places that make these things, and then I just stumbled across this place called Coaster Factory. It turns out that these guys, they're a pretty big deal. They make coasters for bars and restaurants and special events and that sort of thing. They really do a lot of different bars and restaurants, and that's basically what their business is. And they do them in extremely large quantities. And of course, I can't really afford to buy. I think their smallest run would be like 1,200 coasters for a decent price. And I couldn't really afford to do 1,200 coasters. Usually, that you can order like 10,000 coasters from them, 12,000 coasters, and that's basically what they do because they do it for the restaurant business. I was looking for a short run, and fortunately, these guys do short runs, but they charge more for them. But it gave me a chance, an opportunity to test it to see if it would work out for me. And it looks like so far it does. People seem to like these. I passed them out a few places, and people really seem to like these coasters. They're really impressed with it. So I'm probably going to order a few more of these. I'm going to make them available at drinkwithrick.com if anybody wants to buy any to maybe just kind of help support, a buck or two just to support the wine stream and support my wine habit as it seems to be becoming more and more pricey to support. But the coasters themselves, I like to give them away too. So I tell you what, I'm going to give some away as well in the wine stream in the coming weeks. And I'd be happy to send you a free wine coaster. We'll come up with some contests and some things where we can give out some of these. Maybe we can give out a couple of these every week. Maybe we can start this week. Jessica's joined us in the chat. Jessica, it's great to see you. I haven't seen you for a while. It's great to see you, and I'm glad you can join us. I'm hoping that you'll stick around and tell me what you're drinking and join in the chat. Robert says, hey, Ricky, I'm late to the party. What am I drinking? Okay. Well, you mean what am I drinking, or what are you drinking? It's what we're drinking is Sunrock Chimera, and this is one I picked up at winestore.com locally in Charlotte for $9.99, but it goes for about $18 to $19 a bottle for the most part. It's actually a very, very good wine. There are a lot of interesting, it is rather complex. Robert says, you meant my, I gotcha. It's actually somewhat complex because it has so many different tastes and aromas in it. I could taste the cherry. I can taste a little bit of blackberry. I even tasted a hint of strawberry in my first taste. I haven't really picked it up again. But it's very, very on the dark berries. And it's also, I can taste a hint of licorice in it, which is pretty good. And it's a little minty. It's somewhat tannic. And it has notes of, I might have a little vanilla in there too. It has a mix of a lot of different flavors, a lot of different aromas. I like this. It's a rather aromatic wine. And it's 2014. This is actually, I think this is a very well... I think it's a very well-balanced wine. I really think it is. It's a pretty well-balanced wine. I haven't had that much yet, but we're going to get there. So where was I? I don't remember where it was now. Remember, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show, folks. So sometimes I just run off on different tangents. And, of course, the more wine I drink, the more tangents I go off into. Well, before we forget, though, let's go into the birthdays because I don't want to forget that because this is important because I have some written down for some very special friends. And the first one, of course, I want to drink to Molly just in case. I'm pretty sure I did toast her last week. Courtney, I think I did toast her last week, but I'm going to do it just the same. Oh, you know, I missed something up here earlier. It's Courtney says, Courtney says, I'm with your wife. I love the show, but I'm old and can't hang. Well, Courtney, and here's to you, by the way, Courtney. I hear you loud and clear. We're gonna do something about that. Of course, everything else says here, do I give the time on here? On here, I don't have the time on here, so I guess we're safe there. I think I have some cards here. I have my cards, and I think, no, I don't have the time on there either. So I guess we're good. We're good. So I guess I can go ahead and switch it to 10 p.m. here soon. My sister Gina hasn't chimed in yet, so I don't know. And Jessica, you're on the West Coast, right? Or you're I think one time zone over from that, right? If I'm not mistaken. So I don't know what the best time is for you to join in on the stream each week, but maybe 10 o'clock is good. Let me know what you think about that. And if my sister Penny gets in here and chimes in, then. I know she'll have something to say about that as well. I want to make sure that as many of my friends as possible can get in on the stream every week. I don't want to forget anybody. I don't want to miss anyone. Birthday. So the first one I'm going to toast is, just in case I forgot, but I don't think I did, is Molly. But I'll toast her again because she's well worth it. Happy birthday, Molly. Happy belated birthday. And she does a fine job there over there. And she knows her stuff. And she is the one who actually, I think, told me the difference between pronouncing Shemira and Shemiras, I think. Because it sort of depends on what part of France you're from as to how they pronounce it, apparently, if I recall correctly. Other birthdays, my good friend Jack, I don't see him in the chat here tonight, but my good friend Jack Miller, he celebrated his birthday a couple of days ago. He's kind of a low-key guy. He doesn't like to really make a big deal about his birthday, but his mom, Roberta, who we've all known for years and years since I was a kid, Mrs. Miller, and she really does she really makes a big deal out about it. So she broadcasts that to everybody, so everybody knows it's Jack's birthday. But Jack, I'm glad to know that it was your birthday, and I'm glad to know you. I'm glad to have known you for many years. You're a cool guy, and you know Jack is a cool guy, and he is someone who has aged gracefully over the years, unlike me, where I have the Captain Picard thing going here. But Jack has aged very gracefully over the years, and he's a good guy. And here's to you, Jack. Happy birthday. And you know what? There's someone else a couple other people that I want to toast, special friends. One of them is my good friend Charles Rudd. Charles, I want to say that Charles is 55 today. I think his birthday was today, as a matter of fact. No, it's tomorrow. His tomorrow is Charles' birthday. Charles, I want to give a special toast to you. Charles has been a good friend of mine for many, many years, and I think he just came back from a trip from Italy or something. He's been down there with his wife touring Italy, and been looking at some of the pictures, and Charles is a really cool guy, and it's just been an honor to know him for many years. I've been wanting to get back in touch with him last few times I traveled down to Florida, time didn't permit me to go, catch up with him. But I definitely want to go to see him one of these days and catch up with him. Charles, here's to you. Happy birthday tomorrow. And I hope you have many, many, many more. And someone else who... A friend of mine who I worked with at Channel 35 down in Orlando, WFL, for many years, Matthew Kennedy. His birthday is also tomorrow. Matthew, here's to you. Happy birthday. Matthew is a pretty cool guy, too. And when I say that, I'm not throwing that around flippantly. He really is. When I worked at the station years ago, I thought even then he was a pretty cool guy. I mean, he was one of those he kind of had that surfer dude look, you know. He kind of had that he looked like an outdoor surfer dude kind of guy, but he was just kind of laid back and cool. And you know what? We've been friends on Facebook for a number of years, and he still is. He's older, but he's, you know what, he has, let's see, what's his age? I don't think I've got his age down here. It's not important, because he's another person like Jack, who and Charles, who have aged gracefully, and he still looks cool. I mean, he's just got this, you know, laid back, cool surfer guy thing going on. Matthew, here's to you. Another really, really cool guy. And Monday, I'm going to go ahead to a little bit to the week because I still have some wine in the bottle, just because I can, because I don't want to forget any of my friends here. A Monday is my friend Chris's birthday. Chris Kremitzos, who is co-founder of the Podfest, and you know, a podcaster, and his family's into podcasting. His wife has a podcast. They he's another guy who, yeah, he's a really cool guy. I have to say, I like Chris a lot, and he's just been very, very, very good, host to us at Podfest in years past. I'm looking forward to seeing him again in the future. And I think they're working on Podfest 2020 this coming March. I'm looking forward to seeing him again, maybe hanging out with him a little bit more. But Chris, here's to you and your family. Happy birthday. I think Chris is going to be 41. You know, the thing about Chris is that he delivered, he has a couple of children. He delivered his own child this past year, which was kind of an amazing feat. He and I were talking on the phone about it. And I'll tell you what about, I was there when both of my kids were born. And yeah, I'm going off on the tangent here. This is my train of thought thing going. But when both of my children were born, when T and Tommy were born, it was such an amazing experience to actually see my children, to actually be there to see my child being born. Now, I didn't deliver them. The doctors did. But I was right there. I watched it. I videotaped it. And I took pictures of it. And I was right there. And my wife, who was pretty much drugged out at the time, she was half out of it. Because of that, I was the first one to hold each one of my children when they were born. And it was just such an amazing, such an exhilarating experience. I tell you what, it was such an emotional experience. It's something, unless you've experienced it, it's hard to put into words. There is just nothing that comes close to the experience of holding your own child in your arms for the first time. There's nothing like it. It's so awe-inspiring. It's humbling, and it's just so amazing. It really is. But to deliver your own child, that's got to be stressful, first of all. But it has to be. That's an amazing feat, I think. Now I tell you what, Chris, you've earned a second toast, because I tell you what, I don't know that I could have done that. They kind of had to, but. And other circumstances, but Chris, I've got to toast you again for that. Here's to you, happy birthday, and I hope you and the family are all doing well. Also on Tuesday, my good friend Bill Pyle, he's turning 60. Bill, here's to you as well. Bill is someone else who I used to work with at WOFL for many years. And he worked in engineering and did a lot of the on-air switching and things like that. Really great guy. Really great guy. Really, really fun to talk to and be with, hang out with. And I haven't seen him for so long. But Bill, like I said, I'm not really sure. Because I haven't talked to him in quite a while, so I really don't know. But I did hear that he's having his 60th birthday. So I just want to say, Bill, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're okay. And here's to you. Happy birthday. And there are two more people that I want to. I told you, I had a lot of birthdays, right? It's a good thing this is a full 750-milliliter bottle of wine. Yes, it is. And you know, I didn't check the alcohol content this time, did I? We'll talk about that later. But there are a couple more birthdays that I want to mention. My sister Penny and Jessica, if you're still there, if you're still here, my sister Penny is having her birthday. I'm not going to say how old she is because I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman, and I don't like to I'll give out the guys' ages. I don't usually give out the ages of the ladies unless unless they say it's okay. I'm old school. I'm really old because I'm an old guy, an OG, an old guy in many respects. So I was taught some manners. Some manners. My sister Penny, she is a wonderful, wonderful sister. And she's having her birthday this coming Thursday. You thought, Penny, if you're listening, you thought I was going to forget your birthday. No, no, no. I could never forget your birthday, especially because it's only a few days before my son Tommy's birthday. So it's but that's not the only reason. It's just because it's September. Penny's a special person. She's just a great sister. I'm really fortunate to have two amazing sisters. You know, my sister Gina, my sister Penny. They're both amazing people. And successful, and they're just good people all around. I am fortunate not just to know them, but I am really, really fortunate to be part of the family, to be their brother, to be a sibling. I really appreciate that. And Penny, here's to you. Happy birthday coming up. And I tell you what, she's married to a great guy too. Tom is a really great guy, and they have a wonderful son, Ben. Their son is also a great kid, and my nephew. And here's to all of you. I hope you're all doing very well. I hope you missed all of the action there coming from the hurricane that came through there last week. I know there's a lot of flooding in the Texas area. I hope you weren't in that area. Of course, you're well. I don't think you're right in that area because this was. I think a lot of this was around Houston. I think right. But also on the 29th, my son Tommy, my beloved son Tommy Savoia, is having his 20th birthday. We're going to have a special party for him next week, but I wanted to give an early birthday toast to Tommy. It's to Tommy. We're close, and Tommy is a very accomplished podcaster in his own right. He has been for 10 years. I've been podcasting for over 13, going on 14 years. Tommy has been podcasting for 10. So he could almost pass a lot of the podcasters that have been around since 2004 to 2006 are what are considered the OGs or the old guys in podcasting. Personally, I think Tommy could qualify for that too because he's been around. He's been doing it for 10 years I think he's really come a long way in that respect. So I'm really proud of my son. I really am. Robert says, Rick, when's your birthday? Well, my birthday is in February 15th. And so we've got a ways to go through that. But I tell you what, to be honest, I love to toast everyone else's birthday. I really do. It's a reason, not an excuse. It's a reason to toast, right? But I like to celebrate everyone else's birthday, but my own birthday, I don't like the idea of getting old. Now I want to live a long time. Sure, I do. I would love to live a long time, but I don't want to be constantly reminded that I'm getting older and older. So I stopped trying to pay attention to my own birthday about 10 years ago, although everyone keeps reminding me of it. But I really don't like to see the years tick by like that on my age because it draws attention to the fact that I am getting older and older. And there's some days when I feel old. There are other days that I don't. There are other days that I feel like, hey, I'm still 35. I'm still 40. Now, then I do something stupid that reminds me that I'm not 35 or 40 anymore, that I'm really as old as I am. But wouldn't everybody love to stay young? I don't know. Some people don't care. I don't like to be reminded constantly that I'm getting older. That, I think that's basically what it is. So when my birthday comes around, I have a tendency to not make a big deal out of it just because I pretend that I'm still, you know, I mean, I'll never see 50 again. I'll never see 59 again, okay? But I don't, I would like to pretend that I'm still 50 or younger. I don't know. They call that a midlife crisis. I don't know. I don't consider it a crisis. I just consider it, I would rather just, you know, I figure that if I ignore my age, I won't get older. I'll just be the way I am now, right? It's wishful thinking, I know. But that's the way I look at it. Robert says, Rick, what is that I've pouring with in bottle? Oh, you're talking about this. This is the Veneto. This is the, let's see. Here we go. I'll get a closer shot of this. This is a an aerator. An aerator to put some air in the wine to get the wine breathing a little bit as you pour it into the glass. And this is actually part of the Veneto Wine Lovers set, this particular aerator. I like this aerator. This is actually my favorite one. I've tried different contraptions, different gadgets, but I really like this one. And you can pick it up from Amazon. My if you go to drinkwithrick.com, I have a banner up the top of the page where you can actually click on it and go and purchase the entire Wine Lovers set. They purchased the aerator. You can purchase it separately, but you can also get it as part of this whole kit, which I keep nearby because sometimes I pull things out of here. Sometimes I pull things out of here to use on the stream. So that's why I just keep the kit handy. But it's a really nice kit, and it comes with a corkscrew and a bottle stopper and a foil cutter. And it comes with the aerator. And it comes with this, which I haven't used in the last few wine streams, but this is pretty cool. Put this in the freezer. This is actually a cooler, a wine cooler. You put this in the freezer for about an hour or two, and then you attach this pourer to it and then stick it in the bottle, and it will chill your wine. This is a wine chiller. It will chill your wine instantly as you pour the wine out of the bottle. It works. We tested it on a couple of previous wine streams, and it actually works pretty well. It'll cool the wine down. If you stick it in there right away, it'll cool the wine down, but it has to be in a fairly full bottle of wine. It'll cool down the wine to about 10 to 12 degrees, which is enough. You know, if you keep the wine chilled to about 54 to 56 degrees, from room temperature, that's really an optimal way to drink a lot of the wines. So it comes as part of that set. And I think that set's like $19.99 for the whole set, which is actually a pretty good deal. I think it really is. But you don't have to click on the link to buy from me if you want. But if you do, that'll help. That'll help support the wine stream and of course my wine drinking habit on Saturday nights. Jonathan says, Rick, zoom out. We're missing the pours. I'm here. Sorry about that. I got off on a tangent as I often do, and then I forgot to zoom back out. So I'm back out. I want to get everything situated. So I have several camera angles right now where we're working on limited camera angles. I'm trying to get that set up. My situation is I have an older, I'm doing this stream on an older PC that's an i5. It's actually an Intel i5 processor. And you really, to have multiple cameras plugged in and to have them working properly, you really need like an i7 system that's sort of souped up a little bit. And basically it's a financial thing for me. I'm limited as to what I can spend on this every week. So, I have another computer that is actually more powerful than that I use for a lot of my video editing, but it's kind of reserved for my video editing and stuff I do at work on my day job. It's actually an identical machine that I built from the machine that my boss built for the company I work for. And that's so that on days when I can't get into the office, or on a snow day or something like that, where I'm stuck at home, I can actually work from home and do most everything that I would do at the office, do right here from home. So I have an identical machine set up there. So I kind of have to keep that there to do that. So I have that handy. So I'm actually looking to set up another computer, an i7 computer, to do the streaming with here, and then I could support multiple cameras properly. But the thing is, it's a little on the pricey side. So I have to watch my budget. So I'm looking around for maybe a used i7 somewhere, and if I can find one of those, then I can fix it up a little bit. And that was my phone going off. I forgot to turn my phone off. But I'm looking for a used i7, and if anybody knows of one that I can pick up really, really cheap, a good price, that I can set up and modify for the streaming, that would be great. If anybody knows anyone who's selling an i7 real cheap, I'm interested. I'm interested. Robert says, why you want to chill red wine? Well, there are a couple of reasons why you'd want to do it. And somewhere red wines taste better when they're a little bit chilled. Now, when we were talking about chilling, and some white wines too. White wines actually more so than the red wines, I think, in my personal experience. But there are some reds that I have found personally that taste better when they're chilled than when they're at room temperature. you don't necessarily have to. This one is at room temperature. I have not chilled this one. But there are some wines that I have chilled. And a lot of some of the white wines, they taste better when they're chilled than when they're drunk at room temperature. But I do keep a lot of wines, and mostly reds, actually, because that's what I prefer to drink. I have a wine fridge. I have a wine chiller that I keep downstairs, and I have the 21-bottle wine chiller that my family gave to me on Father's Day, which was a great gift, by the way, and it works great. But when you chill the wine, what you want to do is you want to chill it down somewhere between 54 and 56 degrees. You don't want to go cold in that. In other words, wine is not the sort of thing that you want to stick in the fridge at 45 degrees and chill it down to that. That's not really good for the wine. But an optimal temperature to chill wine at that you're going to be drinking is somewhere around the 54 to 56 or 58 degrees. You know, 60 degrees, yeah, that's good too. But you want to kind of keep the wine, if you're going to store the wine for any particular time, it's a good idea to keep it cool. And that's why there are wine cellars. That's why people have wine cellars. It's because it's a cooler place to store the wine. You definitely don't want to store the wine at temperatures, you know, that are higher than room temperature. Definitely don't want to do that, because that will that's not good for the wine. That won't keep for long periods of time by doing that. So you want to keep it cooler, and not cold, but you want to keep it cool. So to preserve the wine and to preserve the integrity of it. So if you're going to store the wine for long periods, especially like a 2014 like this, if I was going to store 2014 wine, maybe drink it a few years later, I definitely want to have this wine in my wine fridge and keep it cool down to a temperature that would be optimal for, say, like a wine that would be in a wine cellar. You know, the low 60 degrees or upper 50s. So that's kind of optimal for storing the wine for long periods, because you really want to preserve as long as possible. You want to preserve the wine. Matt says, Rick, what's your favorite wine you've reviewed on the stream? Oh, wow. That's a great question, Matt. That's a really great question. But I tell you what, I have to say, this is a difficult question to answer. And I know I could ask you the same question. What's your favorite wine that you've ever tried and that you've ever brought back to consider, for caring for a wine? It's very difficult because there's so many. There are some really great wines out there, and I have to say, some of my favorites. There are a number of these that I've tried that are my favorites. I'll have to say that the Super Tuscan, which actually came from Cooper and Hawk in Orlando, that was a fabulous wine. I really enjoyed that. The Felis was a pretty decent wine. I like the Felis that you carry, and the Le Mistral was good, and a lot of these were pretty good, but I have to say that I did enjoy the Brick Mason, which actually came from the same place that the Grana Prasso came from. That came from the wine store up in Boone, in Blowing Rock, I should say. And the Grana Prasso was very disappointing to me, but the Brick Mason redeemed that from the lady at the shop, that the wine shop up in Blowing Rock that sold it to me. I really, really, really did like the Brick Mason. I thought that was a very good wine. The Tradition was good. And the Domaine de la Jeunesse, I liked that. Mystified, I thought, was an interesting wine. I have to say that one came from the Fresh Market, I think. And I really didn't have a lot of... I went in on that wine with not... having a lot of, I don't want to say high hopes. I'm just saying I didn't expect too much from that wine. I was surprised. I was surprised that it was actually as good as it was. I was. And it wasn't the best wine, but I was actually surprised that it was as good as it was. The Tandem wine. I really enjoyed the Tandem. That came from wine store. I tell you what, I like this. The Saint Roche, the Saint Roque. I'm butchering it again. The Saint Roque Chimera wine is actually a very good wine. I'll tell you one other one that surprised me was the Southern Belle. The Southern Belle was one that Molly recommended to me after I had such a terrible adventure with the Cooper and Thief, and Molly said, "Here, try the Southern Belle," and I'm not really big on bourbon barrel wines. I know that it's kind of a thing now. It's bourbon barrel wines. I don't know if it's like a millennial thing or I don't know what it is, but some people seem to really like the bourbon barrel wines. I'm not really big on those, but I have to say that the Southern Belle was actually, I really enjoyed that wine. And I bought a couple more bottles of that. I think I'm probably going to get a couple more. That I really liked that wine. The Saldo was really, really good. The Jovino was good. The last couple of bottles I've tried were good. In fact, this is another one that I can put on the shelf that was good. But I'll tell you what. One of my favorite wines was the Museum Reserva, and when I heard that you had that back, I was pretty ecstatic because I really missed that wine, and I'm glad you have it back. I bought a bottle, and it was every bit as good as the first bottle I tried, first few bottles, because I bought a few bottles from you guys on that. But the Museum Reserva, I really like that wine. It's good wine. It's tough because you know what? I am not a wine connoisseur. I'm not a sommelier. I'm just an everyman that just, I know what I like, and I know what I don't like, and I know when I found a wine that I like to drink, then I sort of like to drink more of that. So that's pretty much where I am. But you know what? I think that's about 98%. That's 98% of the population. I think most people don't really know the nuances of wine. And I can't say that I know all the nuances of wine either. I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. I have been for many years. But I do know what I like, and I know what I don't like. And as an everyman, I think that I think most everybody is sort of in the same niche as me. There are those wine, I don't like to say wine snobs, but there are some that are wine snobs and so, you know, this is, you know, the Thurston Howell, you know, this is the great wine. This is not a good one. I don't even like to listen to those people because it's just so silly. It really is. What I think most people, regular people, they just know what they like to drink. And if they found a wine that they like, and it's like Charlotte from Charlotte. I mean, the lady, she's a really sweet lady. She loved the Cooper and Thief. That's why she recommended that to me. She loved the Cooper and Thief. It was way too sweet for me. I didn't really care for it, but that was the one she swore up and down was, oh, you got to try it. That's the greatest wine. For her, that was her wine. That was what she was into. And you know what? I'm not going to judge her for that because I think, you know what? If she likes that wine, more power to her. That's her thing. It's not for me. Everyone's taste is different, but I'm not going to be judgmental for what other people like. I mean, now of course, yeah, there are the people that like the Mad Dog, and people like some of the other Sutter Home and the Charles Shaw and that kind of thing. And because that's what they drink, not necessarily because that's all they can afford to drink, because it is cheap wine, but because that's what they like to drink. I can't judge them either because that's their thing. That's their taste, you know, and who am I to judge that? Now, it's not for me. It's not for me, but who am I to judge what someone else likes to drink? And as long as they are enjoying their wine, I think that's the most important thing. Courtney says, you're my kind of wine drinker, not snobby at all. Well, thank you, Courtney. I really appreciate that. Look, I try not to be judgmental in that case. Everyone has their, you know what? There are people that are going to buy this wine. Here I am drinking it. The San Roque Chimera, and they're going to say, I don't like this wine. I don't like reds. I like whites. I like the Chardonnay. I like this, what is it? I don't have one here, but it's Oak Creek Chardonnay. Not for me, but you know what? There are people that prefer white wines. They prefer a cheap Chardonnay. They prefer a cheap Sauvignon Blanc. They prefer, you know, that's what they want. That's what they like. I'm not going to judge them for it because that is their taste in wine. It's not my taste, but it's theirs. And you know what? The important thing is that you go with what you like, right? You go with what you're comfortable with and what you like. And of course, you kind of go with what your budget is too. If you don't have the budget for, say, I don't know. Let's say what do I have back here? Oh, I don't know. Oh, a Camus. Let's say a Camus wine. You know, I have a 40th anniversary Camus wine down here that I tried a few years ago that I opened up that I kind of wish I hadn't opened up because it was such a good wine. And now I don't have it anymore, but I have the memories. This Camus wine was $100 it was $100 a bottle. At the time that I opened it, it was $100 a bottle. I know it's worth more than that now if I'd kept it. Of course, it might be vinegar by now. I don't know. But it was a $100 bottle of wine. And it was a very, very good wine. But look, I couldn't really afford. That was a gift. That was actually a gift. I couldn't afford to drink a $100 bottle of wine. And there are so many people that can't afford to drink a $100 bottle of wine that you go with what you can afford too. You really do. I was very, very fortunate to have that bottle. I wish I had kept that bottle, but I was very fortunate to have experienced that. And it was well worth it. It was worth $100 at the time. worth whoever spent the $100 on it. They gave it to me. But the bottom line is you for some folks, they go with what they can afford. And you get the best of what you can afford, and that's what you like. And that's fine. You can't judge people if they can't. Look, I'm not going to judge anybody if they can't go out and buy a $100 bottle of Camus wine and serve it, or if I come over to their house and serve me a $100 bottle of wine. If they can't afford to do that, don't do that, please. Don't do that. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Courtney says, to each his own, Rick. Everyone has a different palate and budget. Why spend $100 when you can find great wine at a much better price point? Exactly. That's my point exactly, Courtney. That's my point exactly. You go with what you can afford and go with what you like. And don't necessarily go on recommendations of others based on the price. And once again, we've had that conversation many, many times before on the wine stream where, you say, oh, just because this wine is $40 a bottle, well, I'm going to go into this again. But, if you're serving wine at a party and you think that you have to go out and buy a case of $50 bottles of wine, and just because you want to impress everybody at the party, or say if you want to impress your boss. You know what? I think most of the time, your boss or the people that are, depending on what it is, the people at your party are not going to care how much that wine costs because they're not busy. Well, I don't know. So these days, who knows? But most of the time, people are not busy looking up that wine on their cell phone and saying, how much is this bottle of wine worth? How much is the wine worth that I'm drinking? Are they spending as much as I think they should be spending for me at this party? Or it's not important. It really isn't. Most people, when they're at a gathering like that, are not going to care what you're spending on the wine. All they want to know is, hey, are they having a good time at the party? And if you're serving a decent wine, it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be a Rodney Strong. It could be it could be a $10 bottle of wine. This is actually a pretty good bottle of wine to serve at a party because I think people would be impressed with this wine. I really think they would. The Jovino wine, serve that at a party. That's around the same price point. You can find a lot of wines out there that are $6, $7 a bottle. There are a lot of wines that I've found at the Total Wine that I picked up. There were $6 bottles of wine that I picked up at Total Wine that were, I thought, oh, okay, this is a decent burger and hot dog kind of wine that I could drink. And then I could serve people if I was having a grill, you know, if I was doing some grilling, having a cookout and serving burgers and hot dogs. This is a fine wine for that. People aren't going to care as long as it goes, as long as it pairs with the food that they're eating, as long as it goes with the company that they're keeping, as long as it's a fairly decent wine, they're not going to care. They're just going to enjoy the wine. They're going to enjoy the company. They're going to enjoy the moment. You don't have to spend $50. You don't have to go out and buy a case of wine that's $50 a bottle to impress everybody at your party or to impress the boss. Especially if you're having the boss over for dinner, that sort of thing, you definitely want to make sure that the wine that you're purchasing will pair well with the food that you're serving. Now that could be a problem if you're serving a wine, like say if you're serving fish and you're serving a wine like this, I don't think this would go well with fish. Okay, you want to pair it properly. You know, if you serve you're serving fish and you're serving you're not serving the right wine for that, the boss is going to notice that. Okay. That's something that the boss is going to notice. So you definitely want to have your pairings correct. But as far as the pricing is concerned, that's not important. It really isn't. So, Courtney, I really appreciate your input on that. I really do, because that's very important. I do appreciate that. A couple of things before we end the stream, because I am going to have to end this here shortly. A couple of things. I wanted to go into National Days, but we haven't had a chance to celebrate the National Days. We had so many birthdays, I didn't even get to that. There is a National Day or two that I did want to take a look at, that I did want to celebrate. That is National Responsible Dog Ownership Day. This one's for my son. We have a dog. Responsible Dog Ownership Day. That was today, and that today is over, actually, technically. So let's cut that out. But there's another one, a few national days that I want to make note of. September 22nd, it's now officially September 22nd, American Business Women's Day. Very cool. I'll drink to that. National Ice Cream Cone Day. Okay, this is the one that I really want to mark because I'm not supposed to be eating ice cream, but I made a mention of this to my wife earlier. And I said, you know, tomorrow's National Ice Cream Cone Day. And she goes, well, that's just the ice cream cones, just the cones themselves. And I'm saying, no, I think you're supposed to have ice cream in it. So she was sending me a message. You know, we have ice cream cones in the pantry there. You can just go grab a cone and eat the cone. I'm like, no, it's not the same thing. National Ice Cream Cone Day. It means it's an ice cream cone, right? I'll drink to that. Even if my wife won't let me have one, she probably won't. September 27 is also National Carefree Day. Carefree Day. I'll drink to that. September 22nd is also National Hobbit Day. If you like hobbits. All right, what the heck? I'll drink to that, whatever. Who doesn't like a hobbit? Who doesn't like the hobbit? I remember in high school reading The Hobbit. Then, of course, I've seen the movies, yeah. Let's see. What else do we have here? We have National coming up is something very, very important, but we'll have to do that next week. There is a national holiday coming up. Did you know that there is a national – where is it? Let's see, the National Crush a Can Day. That's on the 27th. I have no idea. I really don't. Okay, September 28th, which we're going to celebrate this next week. I'll drink to this next week. National Drink Beer Day. Okay, now who was it that was drinking beer in the stream earlier? I think it was. Go back. I don't remember who was drinking beer earlier in the stream. I think that was somebody was Mike. Mike Dell was drinking beer. National Drink Beer Day. That's coming up next week. So, Mike, come on and join us in the chat again. We'll toast that as well. And you can drink any beer you want. Miller Lite. You can bring. Do they even make Pabst anymore? I haven't seen Pabst for. My mom used to drink. Was it Pabst? I think so. We had a few beers in the fridge when I was a kid. I didn't drink them, but, well, not that they knew of, but my parents drank beer, some beer. Pabst. I don't even think that beer is around anymore, is it? I don't know. I drink craft beer now. I pretty much stick to craft beer. Let's see, who else is in the chat? Twitch, nobody going on in Twitch, nothing going on there. And what about the people watching on YouTube, but not too many people chatting in there? I think most of the action is on Facebook. Before we close out, I do want to make a couple of mentions. One, I know I've been talking about weather radios and the importance of getting a weather radio. You know, my day job, and for full disclosure, I work for the company. I work for buy2wayradios.com. And, of course, we've had a number of hurricanes passing through. I think we've got another one somewhere off the that they're watching, another disturbance that they're watching. And it's important to be ready to have an emergency kit ready and to have an emergency weather radio. So you want to do that. I've set up a deal with my boss here at buy2wayradios.com to offer a 5% discount for everyone watching the wine stream, for everyone watching listening to the Drink with Rick podcast. If you go to buy2wayradios.com, you buy a weather radio, you can get 5% off on that with the promo code Wine Show. That's WineShow, Wine Show. You can get 5% additional 5% off your purchase on that. So just to let you know about that. Also, get back to the chat here. What else we got here? I wanted to make a mention of. Here it is. We have International Podcast Day coming up. International Podcast Day is an annual event for 24 hours where everyone celebrates podcasts. And you can learn about podcasts and podcasting and listen to your favorite podcasts and learn about new podcasts. International Podcast Day is coming up on September 30th. Now, what we're doing for Drink with Rick, we are doing a special Drink with Rick marathon. I'm mentioning this because we're going to be doing 18 hours of, you don't have to listen to all 18 hours. Trust me, I don't want to listen to all 18 hours of it. But I'm doing an 18-hour marathon, Drink with Rick marathon. I'll be doing 18 hours of episodes, podcast episodes of Drink with Rick. Every 2 hours, we will be releasing another episode of Drink with Rick for 18 hours. Now, I'm not going to be drinking for 18 hours straight, okay? These are podcasts. But we'll be doing this for 18 hours. Now, at the end of that 18 hours, I'll have the schedule up at drinkwithrick.com. But at the end of the 18-hour marathon, I am going to be doing, this is on September 30th, this is a Monday night, I will be doing a special edition of Drink with Rick live. I will be doing a special Drink with Rick live wine stream. And what we'll do is, this is going to be a one-hour one. It's not going to be as long as this one is. This is going to be a one-hour special. I will be opening up the Overstone wine that I've purchased at winestore.com, winestore-online.com. I will be opening that one up, and we will be taste testing that and pairing it with foods and talking about a few things. But we will be doing that on the evening of September 30th. The schedule will be up at drinkwithrick.com next week, and you'll be able to check the full schedule out up then. But this is going to be on September 30th on International Podcast Day. I hope you'll join me. You don't have to listen to the whole 18 hours of Drink with Rick stuff. Trust me, I don't want to hear myself talk for 18 hours, okay? So I don't expect anyone else to. But you can if you want to. I mean, you have nothing better to do with your life. Look, here I am. People ask me, like, what kind of an idiot would sit there and eat and drink wine and eat food live on a live stream for an hour and a half? And I'm saying to myself, well, who's going to watch me do that for an hour and a half? So, look, I appreciate everyone here who watches me on the live stream. And I hope you're doing this along with me. I don't want to be doing this by myself. But I'm having a good time doing it. I'm really having a good time doing this. A lot of fun. It really is. So, you can't let people tell you what they think you should be doing. If you're enjoying this, enjoy it. It's fine. It's all fine. But anyway, 18 hours of Drink with Rick, and then we're going to culminate in a 1 hour special edition of Drink with Rick on the 30th, on September 30th. And that's a Monday night. Now, I know that's a work night. It's going to be a work night for me, eve of a work day. So I'm going to keep it short, so only an hour. And we're going to keep it very, very professional. So we're just going to open up that Overstone. But it should still be a lot of fun. So I hope you join me for that. I really hope you join me for that. Anyway, it's getting close to the end of this stream. I appreciate everyone joining me tonight. And I want to thank everyone who's joining me in the chat tonight. Let's see. Anyone else says YouTube? Nothing going on YouTube, but people watching on YouTube. I think Tess is. Tess, I want to say hi. Thanks for joining me on the wine stream tonight, Tess and her family. And for anyone on Twitch, thanks for joining me on the wine stream tonight. There are people watching there, but just nobody really getting into the chat. On Facebook, that seems to be where the action is. But I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight on Facebook. I want to thank, it's a long list tonight. A lot of people joined in. And my beautiful wife, Chi, of course, Sherrod, Jonathan, Mike, Courtney, Matt, Rob, Lon, did I miss anybody? Okay, Jessica's, I hope you're still with us, Jessica. It's been a long one. Ron, oh, I missed Ron. Hey, Ron, thanks for joining us on the wine stream. I missed that somehow, and I don't know how I did that because I've been trying to pay attention to this. But I want to thank everyone. If I missed anyone, I'm sorry, but I just want to thank everybody for joining me on the chat and for joining in and drinking with Rick tonight. Once again, we have been drinking the San Roque Chimera, or Chimeras, depending on what part of France you're from. This is a 2014. Once again, it's a blend, actually. It's a Grenache, but it's a 40% Grenache. And then we have a Syrah and a Carignan and the Mourvèdre. We have some 10% Mourvèdre in here. Somehow they snuck the Mourvèdre in here, and I didn't really notice until we started getting into it. But I want to but this is a good wine. I like this wine. Winestore-online.com. They have it for $9.99 a bottle. And they do sell it at a number of different outlets. Vivino has been selling it for, or they've been promoting it as $18.99 a bottle. Wine.com has been listing it at $18.99 a bottle, so about $19. So, and in a number of other places, I've kind of looked, and it sort of ranges from $15 to $19 a bottle. Wine Store has been the best price that I've seen. I'll tell you what, though. This does taste like a $20 bottle of wine. It really does. If you can imagine what a $20 bottle of wine tastes like, because, like I said, price isn't everything, okay? Price is not everything. You can have a $5 bottle of wine that tastes very good. And there's some other secrets to that that we'll save for another wine stream. I'm not going into it now. But I will say that this is every bit worth the $10 I paid for this bottle of wine. Okay? I will say that. So I want to thank everyone for joining me on the stream and for participating. You know what? I want to give away a couple of these. I tell you what, let me see. Robert, I tell you what, I'm just going to pick somebody out of the blue. Robert, if you're still there, if you're still listening, you know, send me your address here, and I'll send you a couple of these. I'll send you a couple of these for free, the coasters. And, you know, just send me a mailing address where I can email you. Don't worry, it's secure, and I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to spam you or do anything like that. It's just that's not my thing. But I'll send you a couple, Robert Ball. I'll send you a couple of these. Just send me an address where I can mail this to you, and I'll send you out a couple of them, okay? In the meantime, everybody have a great week. Everybody have a safe week, because I want to see you all next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, where we can all get together and drink with Rick. And before I go, you know, don't forget the podcast. You can hear the podcast after the fact. You can watch the wine stream after the fact, but you can hear the wine stream. You can hear the podcast, of course, at drinkwithrick.com. You can hear it on blueberry.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere where the podcast is available. So you can catch it later anytime on demand. You can listen to Drink with Rick. But in the meantime, once again, everybody have a great week and a safe week. Join me here next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, where we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.